Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Now it's time for Inside the Clubhouse, a show dedicated to the Chicago baseball fan, featuring the best Chicago baseball conversation, as well as the big MLB topics, starring Score Baseball insider Bruce Levine and half of Chicago's number one sports morning show, David Haw. It all starts now on Sports Radio 670 The Score, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Good Saturday morning, Chicago. Welcome back inside the clubhouse right here on 670 The Score and your free Odyssey app, broadcasting live from the Hyundai Score Studios. I'm David Haw, back with Bruce Levine, talking baseball 9 to 11 like we do every Saturday. Today discussing the high price of Shohei time for the Cubs and when the White Sox might be breaking ground in Rome on that new stadium everybody's talking about. Good morning, Bruce.
That would be the Colosseum in Rome.
Okay, is that it?
Yeah.
Is that what's going to be named?
And then the Lions used to play there?
Yeah. Pope Leo Stadium. Welcome to the ballpark.
Wow, that has a nice ring to it.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. It's baseball talk as we do every Saturday, David. 50 to 52 weeks out of the year right here on The Score. It's a little different type of show that you'll hear anywhere else because
yes,
always we take all calls and texts here, whether we agree with your opinion or not. Now, many people agree with David from time to time. Very few people agree with me, but nonetheless,
check my mentions, Bruce. This week you might disagree. It's been quite a week. This is a lot of fun. Today we have a little bit of a baseball respite. I'm tired of talking about Aaron Rodgers. Last night the Bulls and Blackhawks stunk, so let's talk baseball.
Well, again, yesterday was contract day in baseball. So you had to offer contracts to all your players yesterday. Or else they became free agents. We saw the White Sox not give contracts to three players, the Cubs to a couple of others, other veterans. So they've moved on.
They've moved on. There were some bookkeeping matters, I think it was a way to refer to it. This was a week full of things, that deadlines and people made decisions. And we're going to get into all the details. I want to set up today's show first. 312-644-6767. You can call, you can text. Let us know what you think about the upcoming off seasons for the Cubs and the White Sox. Priorities, spending habits, payroll concerns, all of those things. We're here to air your grievances. Also, 9:30, White Sox assistant general manager Josh Barfield. He will join us. And then 10:30, very excited about this. Cade Horton, the Cubs ace of the staff, Cade Horton, wow, joins us at 10:30.
That's a big step, isn't it, David?
He earned it, Bruce. He earned it.
All right. We'll see what he has to say.
Let's get into the news about the Cubs. They did add to their pitching staff overnight. If you missed this, and you might have because it's not that big of a deal, but it could be somewhat significant. Right-handed pitcher, 32-year-old Phil Maton, signs a two-year contract with the Cubs. Terms are unknown right now, Bruce. This will be his eighth major league team. What do the Cubs have in Phil Maton?
Well, they have an out-getter and a guy that has resurrected his career over the last 2 years to become a low-velocity, high-strikeout pitcher, which is something you rarely hear. But this guy had 20 more strikeouts in innings pitched last year. He averages, somewhere around 91 miles an hour, which is higher, like 3 miles per hour higher over the last couple of years than in the past. But that's not the key to it. The key to it is a curveball and a cutter that he uses predominantly to get hitters out. So this is another pitcher added into the 6-7-8 inning mix that the Cubs are trying to replace for the three veteran guys that have declared a free agency this year.
Two obvious questions. Number one, this profile doesn't fit the one described by Jed Hoyer, Carter Hawkins last week on the program. All the people talking about Cub pitching talk about velocity. This is a guy that tops out at 91.
He's an out-getter.
Okay.
So that's what they're looking at here. The numbers haven't come out on what they're paying him. He got a two-year contract with a third-year option. He made $2 million last year, so I don't think it's a heck of a lot more than that. It's probably a little more than that for the 2 years. But again, it fits into the profile of out-getters rather than necessarily guys that throw 99 or 100. I think you're going to see them go after a few of those guys in the bullpen. But right now, this is just another veteran guy they can count on.
30-something pitcher with a lot of experience on various teams. Does that success, in recent success, with Thielbar and Keller and Kittredge and Pomerantz, guys who were veterans who came to the Cubs and had really good success last year, give people reason to give them the benefit of the doubt here and think that this could be somebody who is going to be not maybe as successful, but certainly find a role?
Well, Tommy Hotovy is a proven commodity. He gets the most out of players. The pitching lab with the Cubs have done an excellent job. The Cubs have done a good job with pitching, as we saw last year, where you had so many questionable veterans coming in, guys coming in on minor league contracts and succeeding greatly. So you have to say you credit those individuals for resurrecting their career, but the support system of the Cubs pitching is superb. And they count on that when they bring people in. And Maton is the latest that they brought in here.
The other news for the White Sox yesterday was that they declined to tender contracts to Mike Tauchman, the Palatine Pounder, no more, although maybe they could come back and renegotiate a deal. And to a lesser degree, Tim Elko, the first baseman who's recovering from knee surgery.
Your guy.
My guy. So two of the best nicknames on the South Side, Big Timber and the Palatine Pounder, no longer in the Sox clubhouse.
And Boozer.
Well, I don't have a nickname for Cam Boozer, but he is out the door as well. So they declined contracts on those three guys. Any surprises?
No. Well, the one thing that is consistent with all three, they all had injuries last year that they were dealing with. So you have veteran players, you have injuries. Tauchman, in particular, personally, doesn't hurt me or bother me, but the guy,
I don't understand
the guy
though,
was a very essential part of them being better.
That's why
early
I don't understand
it.
Because
injuries.
I know he's going to be maybe an injury concern. I know there are a lot of reasons you could talk yourself out of it. But for a team that doesn't have a payroll that is of a major concern, I do wonder if the price would be worth it because of the professionalism he would bring.
So maybe this is a good sign, not for Mike, who deserves to be on a major league team and has always been a valuable player, as we saw with the Cubs for 2 years and the White Sox last year. It might not be for Mike, but moving on, he still has a big league career ahead of him.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe it's a good sign, David. It shows that the White Sox young players now do not need that example as much any longer. Do not need the babysitter to hold their hand through.
The leaders will come from within, that right. Core.
They feel they're already
Kyle
there.
Teal.
So that doesn't mean they won't bring in more
Chase
guys.
Mydroth. Okay.
But they might bring in guys that are a little bit more. They might bring. I mean, Mike was in there to be a fourth outfielder, to be a DH. But basically, he was also a great example of what a professional player is like.
Yeah, and you wish him well. So you think that, and the last thing on this is that they won't go back to him necessarily at a lower cost or lower rate. He'll probably find a home elsewhere.
I mean, Mike deserves to go out there and make $2 to $3 million again for another couple years. He's had a long career. He's battled. He's gone to Pacific Rim and played. He's, you know, he's going to play, I think, at 34 into 35. Very few guys that I've seen have gotten the most out of their ability like Mike Tauchman.
He was a fourth outfielder on the White Sox last year. This year's fourth outfielder could be Everson Pereira, the outfielder they got, 24-year-old Venezuelan. Kind of a big boomer bust guy, strikeout or home run, single outcome hitter. He comes from the Rays. They gave up Steven Wilson and Gomez to get him. Bruce, what was your thought on them going and getting a fourth outfield candidate? Because if he doesn't make the team, he's out of options. He will not be on the roster.
More athletic, more upside. You know, there was a lot of upside here that they feel that they might be able to capitalize on, you know, bringing in new hitting coach, also, you know, having Fuller there still. They believe they can do more with players that are coming in from other places. So this is just, you know, filling out the roster.
Power guy.
Yeah.
Power hitter if he connects.
He does, but the White Sox are going to bring in more players. Chris Getz talked earlier in the week. Let's listen to him.
You know, yeah, hasn't had a clear runway just because of, you know, the landscapes that they were coming from. You know, at his floor, you got a strong defender that can play in center field in the wings and, you know, has power potential, you know, just like the two that you named. He's got a big engine. He's got potential. We think he's got a chance to really bloom into, you know, a solid everyday player. So, you know, one thing that we can provide that other places can is opportunity. You know, those opportunities are coming less and less as we continue to develop and players are really taking advantage of their major league opportunities. But when it comes to outfield and outfield depth, Pereira, you know, I think is going to be able to, you know, bring some to the table. You know, certainly, you know, at the very least, you're looking at someone that can hammer lefties and play a solid defense. So we look forward to seeing him in spring training. He's playing winter ball right now. He'll play a little bit longer and then get you know, further prepared for 2026.
That was Chris Getz earlier this week talking about the deal, minor trade they made with the Rays. Bruce, also good news for the Sox, who plan to, I think, grow from within and lean on guys who are internal options. You talked to Brayden Montgomery here on Inside the Clubhouse last week. He made the All Arizona Fall League team, as well as Sam Antonacci, the second baseman, and Hagen Smith, the fine left-hander. So that is more likely to be the route the Sox go for immediate help. I don't know any of those three will make the opening day roster, but they will get a shot in Glendale.
Yeah, I believe Montgomery, and so does GM Chris Getz, believes that he's got a really good shot to play in the major leagues next year. Is it opening day? Probably not, you know. Probably accomplishing AAA for a couple months, see how he does there. But you never know. I mean, the guy has come fast. He's one of the top young players in the league. He was 12th overall number one pick by the by Boston just a few years ago.
Sure, and he looks good.
And, you know, talking to him, there's a maturity about him. There's a feeling in his mind that he's going to be there next year.
The other Montgomery came up, Colson, on July 4th last year. Do you think that Brayden could come up sooner or later?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think there's a date.
There's not a date.
I don't think there's a date. I think it's how he plays at the top level. If he starts at AAA next year, and how he matriculates through there, that's going to be the key. You know, that there's an old saying in baseball that still holds true: the good ones come quick. Mm-hmm. And if you see him more than competing at that level, I don't think the White Sox will hesitate.
Colson Montgomery did not come quick, but he did come with a flourish when arrived.
You know, he was still 23,
yeah,
right?
That's true.
You know, so again, you know, the age bracket is a little different on some of these guys, but The reality is that the White Sox infrastructure has improved to the point where, you know, guys like Talkman, they'll still bring in guys. They've talked to Ryan O'Hearn, who was ended the season with San Diego last year. He's a free agent, has some more pop, can play right field, play the outfield, can DH, play some first base, which is a key because first base defensively was a black hole for the White Sox last year.
All right, let's get to the Cubs because the big story of the week was Shota Imanaga accepting the Cubs qualifying offer. Maybe much to their surprise, much to many's surprise. $22 million, the Cubs' second highest paid player, will now be their fourth or fifth starter. I think if you have the kind of staff that you want to compete for a World Series with, Shota Imanaga is your fourth or fifth starter. Nonetheless, Bruce, he will earn $22 million. So I have one question for you. How does this investment affect the Cubs' pursuit of a top-of-the-rotation starter?
So the Cubs right now for, let's see, 3, 6, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 guys that are veterans under contract either have a contract for this year or are arbitration eligible is going to be right around $170 million.
Okay.
The rest of the roster is, you know, 780 times that amount. So you figure their payroll right now is right around $180 million, right? The CBT, which means you start paying a luxury tax after you hit this amount, is $244 for this coming season here. Mm-hmm. So it roughly gives you, you know, about, if you're not going to go over, it still gives you about $60 million, right?
Okay.
So that's if they hit that level. Now, last year, they were 11th in baseball in payroll, $210 million luxury tax-wise, $230 million. So they didn't have to pay it last year. I think the Cubs are going to spend money this offseason. Will it be a big chunk on one guy? In other words, the saddest – what we've heard out there, David, is – we're not going to be satisfied unless we hear that you spent $200 million on a player or pitcher, right?
Well, I think that depends because you could make a trade that isn't that expensive for a guy that satisfies that need, and I think shows Cubs fans you're serious about.
That's what they did last year.
Well, they should do it again this year. They're going to need to do something like that, Bruce, to make this move make sense.
So today's November 27th.
Yes.
Second.
That's why everything's fluid.
Right.
Everything's fluid.
Right.
So you don't want to overreact. You don't want to have a knee-jerk reaction, but it's concerning.
Two ways franchises will go, David.
Okay.
One, they'll put a lot of money into this year and have options for next year on contracts that they pick up.
Mm-hmm.
Or two, they will ignore the fact that there might be a work stoppage in 27 and push by it, like Seattle did by signing Josh Naylor to a 4-year contract.
Okay.
For
they acted fast.
$92 million.
They knew they wanted him. He wanted to be back. So they removed the doubt and they signed Naylor and they made an investment that a lot of teams will be unwilling to make.
Right. And why? Again, we'll explain why. That is, if there is a different form of payment in the way of having a salary cap and a salary bottom.
Okay.
Meaning you'll have to pay, teams will have to pay at least a certain amount every year in contracts. That means, David, that you don't know how the money will be diced out. Because as you see in the NBA, when you have big contracts and you're trying to trade them, you can't do it unless you contract for contract equally.
You got to match contracts.
That's
frustrating to hear.
Or the worst part is you release guys to get to that number.
I get it. That's frustrating to hear. Because here's what I want to hear. I want to hear you answer the question, Well, yes, David, they can afford Shota at 22, and they're going to either A, go out and sign a free agent like Dylan Cease, Framber Valdez, or Michael King, or B, trade for a guy like Joe Ryan, Mackenzie Gore, or Sandy Alcantara, because those are the kind of pitchers that I want the Cubs to acquire and add to this rotation, because I don't want them to be caught off guard because Shota said yes.
Okay, so A, they have the money to do what you want in A, right?
They do have the money to pursue any of those three free agents, yes.
Right. And B, do they have the young players to be able to trade for the Gore, the Alcantaras, or the Ryans?
I would think the answer to that is also yes.
Okay.
I think the answer to that is also yes, because if you clung to these prospects at the trade deadline because they meant something to your organization and you projected their success, then I would think that around baseball, unless you're wrong about this projection as well, then they would value Owen Casey, Matt Shaw, Moises Ballesteros, Jackson Wiggins. All of those four of those guys could be in play in a trade of that caliber.
Let me remind you that when everybody was screaming at Jed Hoyer by the trading deadline to get Mackenzie Gore, The first player going back in that trade was Cade Horton.
He's not going anywhere.
No, that's not the point.
To Vegas
that's
next year to pick up the Cy Young Award.
At that time, Cade Horton wasn't the Cade Horton that you think of right now.
Okay, all right.
Okay. Would you have been okay on that?
No.
Okay. You'd have Mackenzie Gore, who was injured at the end of last year.
Well, it's a good point. I'd have to think about that twice. It's hard for me to get past the whole, hey, do you know Cade Horton was runner-up and rookie of the year? I mean, hey, do you know Cade Horton was your ace? Because every fifth day, he went five innings and nobody could touch his stuff.
And by the way, at 10:30, Cade Horton will be on Inside the Clubhouse.
9:30, Josh Barfield, the White Sox assistant general manager. Let's squeeze in a couple phone calls before we break. Chris is in Oswego. Chris, welcome inside the clubhouse.
Hey, guys. First of all, I'm not advocating the big, huge signings like Cease, because I'm not sure if it's worth it. But at the same time, I got kind of a two-part question here for you guys. One is, I'm sure you're aware of this chart that's been going around for months. I think it originated in the Twins website that shows the discrepancy between revenue and what they spend. And the Cubs are way down there. So I don't know what to make of that. I want to know your guys' opinion if that's – even if it's close, though, here's my thing. You got 117 coming off the books after this year. Why not go over the luxury tax this year, because you know you're not going to do it next year? So even if you go to 270 or 280, it's going to be, you know, you're not paying a second time thing, and then you're not going to probably pay it. Well, who knows what it's going to be, but I'm just curious what you guys thought of that chart, and thanks for the show, guys. Love it.
Chris, thanks for the phone call. We are aware of the chart. We are efforting to get the Cubs to explain it. I've been advocating
David,
that every morning on the Mullinghaw show.
Here we go again. How many games did the Cubs win?
93.
Okay.
Right? 93.
92.
Yeah.
And how many teams in the National League had better records than they had?
I think the Cubs had a very,
I think there was two
satisfying.
There
season.
Were three teams that
yes.
had. They had the Dodgers,
Phillies,
and Milwaukee. Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, with a $210 million payroll, which ranked 11th last year, did you have any gripes with that?
That's an answer to a different question. I know what you're getting at, and I respect that defense, or not even defense, explanation. But I think the question pertains to something the Cubs need to answer, so we no longer have to discuss it necessarily. There is a disparity between money coming in and money going out, or at least there's evidence that there's a perception out there that the Cubs are taking in enough money to spend more aggressively. And if that's a misperception, they need to correct it and tell us what the reality
is.
Well,
Boston did this for 4 years, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And last year they signed Bregman to a 3-year, $40 million per year deal, right? But at the same time, they got rid of Rafael Devers, who was their highest paid player, right? Okay. So why were they able to do that? What did they do for those years when they weren't spending a lot of money on high profile
players.
They're
finishing second to a lot of those.
And they traded Mookie Betts to begin that. What did they do? They built a strong farm system. They had a really good infrastructure, and now they're starting to plug in again free agents. The Cubs had the same model going for them over the past 3 years going into this year, last year. So what did they do? They traded for and developed their own players in their farm system. They plugged one in center. They plugged one in at first base. They have one at catcher. They had one at third base.
Yes.
They have a few pitchers, including a closer.
Yep.
So, again, this is the model that they're using so that they don't have to spend $300 million a year.
Where you're coming from.
And still compete.
That's great.
Right?
This is all I want about this is all I want the Cubs to do. Is to these numbers, we'll figure out what's to get to the bottom of them. We'll implore them to explain them themselves. I look at the Cubs this way. They're close. They're close. Whatever it takes to get over the top this offseason,
I'm with you.
Do it.
I'm with you 100%.
You won't regret
That's the difference in this argument that we have where I'm saying the Cubs shouldn't spend. I'm not saying that at all. If you're going to do it, this is a good year to do it. Now,
I think people misperceive what you're saying, and I think I'm glad you cleared that up. You're saying exactly what I am saying.
Right. And I don't think they're saying no to that. What I'm saying is understand what their plan was and understand the success they had. They didn't beat Milwaukee, so that to many people is not a success.
Mm-hmm.
But they were a good ball club built on a premise for a big market that was pretty moderate with the 11th highest payroll in baseball, okay? Most people would applaud that. Other people would say, you have to spend as much as the Mets did, okay? How did that work out? You know, I mean, again, Texas went out and spent a ton of money. They won a World Series 3 years ago. They've been awful the last 2 years, right?
No doubt about that.
So money is an important aspect, as sometimes the Cubs put it, money spent intelligently, right? Not necessarily just throw money at problems you have. If you need a power pitcher, they need to get a power pitcher in their rotation.
Agreed.
There's no question. They're the first ones to know that. Will it be by trade, free agency, or the Japanese market?
It's an ongoing conversation. There's a lot more to say and a lot more for the Cubs to do. We'll get back to it, but when we come back, the White Sox assistant general manager, Josh Barfield, will join us next on Inside the Clubhouse. It's David and Bruce until 11, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. now? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Four.
We're still very happy with the return and the trade, and whether it be, I mean, just our experience now with the Boston players that came back in return, but talking to around the league, and they just felt like it was a really, really good trade for both sides. And that's oftentimes what you're trying to accomplish. I was not surprised that Garrett went out and did what he did. I was the first one to say it to teams that were interested. This guy's about to take off. He is, and he went out and he did it. He did it. So very happy for Garrett, but most importantly, happy for us because we got some really, core pieces here. I mean, in that return that are going to be a part of a bright future for the White Sox.
We're back with more Inside the Clubhouse with Bruce Levine and David Haw.
Saturday morning here in Chicago. Welcome back. Talking baseball. David Haw, Bruce Levine till 11 o'clock on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. That was Chris Getz talking about the Garrett Crochet trade and the pieces the Sox got in return, which one of them, Braden Montgomery, just made the All-Arizona Fall League team. And we'll talk about that with our next guest who joins us on the Circa Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circa app today. Welcome to White Sox Assistant General Manager Josh Barfield. Good morning, Josh. How are you?
Doing great. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Thanks for joining us. So let's start there. This was a promising news out of Arizona. Hagen Smith, Braden Montgomery, and Sam Antonacci were members of the All-Arizona Fall League team. Those three prospects, part of the White Sox farm system that gives a lot of people a lot of hope. Any of those three possibly on the opening day roster, do you think, or is it too early to project that?
Yeah, it's early to kind of to project on that now, but we're really excited about these guys, and they're not far away. I think when you look at Braden Montgomery, he was, one of the big pieces in that Crochet return, and really excited to get him. Huge engine. I mean, he showed up first day in spring training, and it was a lot of, a lot of whispering behind the cage, like, man, we don't have anything like this, right? The horsepower that he has, the athlete that he is, being a switch hitter, he's got a chance to be special and had a great year, missed some time there at the end with the foot injury. So it was good to see him come back and finish strong in the fall league. And, Hagen, we knew when we took him early that, he was talented and he was probably going to move through the system quickly. He missed a little bit of time earlier in the year, but really finished strong down the stretch. And we were really excited to see him, finish strong in the fall league. The command, the stuff has always been there. The command, was improved as the year went on. And Antonacci, he's probably been the fastest riser in that system this year. He's had a great year from start to finish. He's a tough, hard-nosed player, one I think the White Sox fans will enjoy watching in the very near future.
Josh, David and I were talking about the contracts not offered to three of your veterans yesterday, one of them being Michael Tauchman. And, since he played for the Cubs for a couple of years from Palatine, a local favorite, and what he brought to your team on and off the field was big last year. Can you talk about maybe your infrastructure growing with the young players, and that the necessity for a really good player like Michael Tauchman still, but at this juncture of his career, that you might be having young players in those roles moving forward rather than veterans?
Yeah, I think it's definitely going to be a balance. Talk was great for us this year. He delivered in even more than I think on expectations coming into the year. And, we rode him hard there. I know he started to break down a little bit there at the end, but he's a gamer. He's the type of players that we really, embrace here with this organization. So, it was a tough decision. You have to make tough decisions when it comes to this time of year, when it comes to tendering contracts. We haven't completely closed the door to a return here. There's still avenues to potentially bring them back. But, yeah, you just saw the second half of the year, we really started to go let some of these young guys come up and play. And, you know, we saw the energy they brought and, you know, the style of play. I think it's something that we want to continue to push. So, you know, we're going to look to continue to add to this roster this offseason. We've been very active talking with free agents and, you know, so we will add, but yeah, you want to have a balance. You want to make sure that there's a veteran presence with having so many young guys. You want to make sure that there's some veteran leadership in that clubhouse to help support them through the inevitable ups and downs of a major league season.
We're talking with the White Sox assistant general manager, Josh Barfield, here on Inside the Clubhouse, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. Josh, earlier this week, the White Sox swung a trade with the Rays, got a outfield prospect, Everson Pereira, 24-year-old. Big power, big swing and miss stuff. He had a lot of strikeouts as well. Could be somebody that projects into the lineup this season or not. What is a scouting report on Pereira?
Yeah, so he was a guy that, you know, as we were looking to make additions here, you have to take some shots on upside, and he's definitely that. You know, we call it engines here, guys that have those raw tools that you can't teach, and he has those. He's got speed. He's got bat speed, athleticism. There is flaw in the game, right, with the swing and miss. And, you know, we were able to identify some things that hopefully we can help him, you know, close that gap. Because if you hit on guys like this, you have a chance to get a big return. And, you know, the thing that we find comfort in is the defense. That's something we've really stressed and continue to try and push here with our major league roster, because we know how much that influences wins and helps our pitching staff. So this is a guy that can play all three outfield positions and play them all above average. So even with the offensive flaws, we felt really good about the total package when you include the defense and the base running.
Josh, many scouts have talked to me about the athleticism of Teal. And since you have a abundance of good young catchers, really good young catching talent, and not too many teams can say that in baseball. They're always looking for average to above average catchers, and very few find them. In your case, you have three right now. Many of them believe that Teal is such a good baseball athlete that he could be the next Dale Murphy, he could be the next Craig Biggio, having begun his career at catcher and moved to a position, because that's the type of baseball athlete he is projected to be. What have been the internal conversations about his athleticism, his ability to place elsewhere, and at the same time taking advantage of the strength that you have in your organization right now?
Well, see, I just learned something. I didn't know that Dale Murphy was a catcher coming up. I called him being a Houston guy.
And yeah, Josh, comparing him to future Hall of Fame guys.
Yeah, I like the bar you guys are setting. If he becomes either one of those guys, we'll be really, really happy and look really smart. So, but no, you know, I think we look at it, it's a good situation to be in. Having three talented catchers that can all contribute to you know, a major league roster is a good situation to be in. You know, when it comes to Teal specifically, he's an incredible athlete. And I think it is that athleticism that has us so excited about his future behind the plate. You know, we think he did a really nice job. There's so much to learn in the big leagues, especially your first time. And, you know, he doesn't have the extensive catching background that maybe some of these other guys do that caught, you know, all the way to high school, college, and all these things. He caught started catching a little later in his career. So we know there's still a lot of room for growth and improvement, and there's things that we've really targeted in, you know, his off-season planning and what we're going to do for going into spring training to continue to see improvement there. But we feel very strongly he has a chance to be a top-five catcher, both offensively and defensively. And, you know, he cares a lot about it. You talk about the athleticism, but the makeup. This guy's obsessed with the game, with being good. I don't know that he has a ton of other hobbies besides baseball, and I love it. You know, so we fully expect him to continue to be you know, a catcher going forward and a really good one. And of course, when you have three talented guys on your roster like this, like, you know, the league takes notice, and you're gonna try and see if there's a willingness to maybe move one of those guys. And obviously, like, our phone rings during the off season, but we're really happy with the situation we're in. And you know, I think it would take a lot for us to be moved off these guys.
Josh, I think White Sox fans understand, appreciate, and even respect what's going on in the organization in terms of the young talent and the guys who stepped forward last season. It was so very encouraging in the second half. Colson Montgomery and the core of youth that is being put together. So what in that context is the right approach, the smart way to anticipate free agency? What's the Sox plan, if there is one? Is there a profile of a kind of player that you're looking at and evaluating whether or not the cost makes sense?
Yeah, I mean, you can look at a roster and see that there's some clear holes that need to be filled. You know, we were really pleased with the way the team played and responded, especially like the young guys coming up. And it's not just young guys, right? You look at the way that Louis played, for that month and a half stretch before he got hurt in the second half. And, you know, Benny, when he's healthy, he's a consistent offensive performer. So, you know, there's some really good things that were happening. But, you know, we want to continue to support the roster, support Will and that staff. And, you know, you look at the outfield, like that's going to, especially with, moving on from Talkman, that's a big hole that we need to fill. You know, there's room in the infield for some additions there. And especially like with the corners, you know, feel good about Chase and Colson up the middle. So, you know, we're going to be pretty active here looking to improve this roster. We're going to be creative in how we do it. I think versatility helps, right? Guys that have the ability to move around the diamond. You saw how Will likes to deploy, that position player group. He's very creative and strategic in how he does it day to day, trying to match up. So we want to give him as many options as possible. And knowing too, it's a long season. So, making sure that there's some depth to be able to cover, you know, inevitable injuries and things like that.
Josh Barfield, assistant general manager of the White Sox, joining us in Inside the Clubhouse. He's David. I'm Bruce. We're here with you every Saturday talking Chicago baseball. Josh, how did you guys internalize the Vaughn situation, having, you know, failed with the White Sox, gone to the minor leagues, then traded to Milwaukee, his eventual success? And, you know, to be honest about it, you know, even though you got some offensive production at first base was a kind of a black hole defensively for the White Sox during the season. So when you get your heads around that whole thing, how did you guys internalize it and move forward from that?
Yeah, I think first and foremost, I was happy for Vaughn, because this guy, you know, coming into the organization, was a very high pick, you know, being, thrust in the big leagues pretty quickly, you know, having to go through all the COVID stuff. It's a lot of challenges. It was a challenging development path. And, you know, he had his ups and downs here, but the makeup of the guy, you know, the work ethic, he cared a lot. He worked his butt off. The guys loved him. Like, I loved the guy. So first and foremost, was happy to see him have success over there in Milwaukee and, you know, kind of resurrect his career a little bit. But at the same time, you would love for that to happen here, right? And, you know, as we look back, like, there was some we were trying to make some adjustments, and, you know, sometimes guys just need to change the scenery. And it was not for lack of effort or things that we had tried here with him. You know, he was able to go into a place where maybe there was a little less pressure. He was wasn't asked to do as much, and, you know, got hot on a hot team and was able to ride that out. So, again, happy for him. But, you know, we feel like we're going to be able to, and we're going to attack replacing that production and, you know, on both sides of the ball, right? I think offensively, scoring runs, this is the name of the game. So we want to be able to fill that offensive void. And I think guys like Vargas, you know, you saw Sosa take big steps last year. You know, we have some guys internally that have a chance to do that. And we're you know, monitoring externally, because those guys have some positional versatility. But defensively too, we really think we have a chance to make that a position of strength. And it being a former infielder, having a really talented defensive first baseman, it just makes the whole defense a lot better.
There's no question.
Almost that safety net there.
Before we let you go, speaking of prospects, I want to know if you could update us on George Wolko, the teenager who in Class A, he had a interesting summer. It was chronicled on the Chicago Sports Network, and he really enjoyed some of those reports and seeing him grow and develop. Where is he in his development, and how excited are you about his future?
Yeah, I'm really excited about it. He's a great kid, number one. I mean, a monster of a human being. He is in the 0.01 percentile of just physical freaks. I think everybody saw the viral clip of him getting the one-handed base hit in a game, you know, so he can do some special things on the field. I think the other thing that we have to remember is he's super young, you know, being drafted at 17. He's had a couple years now of pro experience, but he's still so young and he's still learning. So you have to be patient You always have to be patient with high school guys. You have to be even more patient with young high school players. So we saw him make some strides. He's taken his lumps, and he's had his ups and downs over the course of the year, but we saw him make strides. One of the things we challenged him with was, you know, making better swing decisions. We just feel like if he's swinging at pitches in the zone, he's going to have more success. And he did that. So that was something we were really excited about. And, you know, I expect him to continue to improve, and, you know, he'll probably be a level by level type guy, but we're really excited about what the future looks like for him.
In closing, speaking of patience, you know, the organization, the fan base, everybody watching the White Sox have had a lot with Luis Robert in that situation. Is it possible, and, you know, this certainly doesn't serve your market reason for keeping him or trading him, but is it possible that he would flourish and that the organization would move forward if he was traded this offseason? And not because he doesn't fit in or he doesn't have talent, but that at some point it just benefits organizations and benefits individuals to have new voices and new places to play.
Yeah, you know, I hear what you're saying. I think we're in a good position. You know, I think Louis, like I said, there was I know there's been some struggles over the last couple of years. Louis is still a extremely talented player. He's an extremely valuable player. You know, we get a lot of phone calls on Louis, as we have over the last couple of years. So, you know, anytime you have somebody that's a valuable asset, you don't just give those away. You don't just walk away from those. And, you know, we need talented players. You saw the effect that like a Colson Montgomery can have a Kyle Teal on our major league team. So, you know, Louis still has that ability, you know, in spades. You know, you look at a lot of his underlying stuff, he still has just as much bat speed, his sprint speed, covers as much ground. You know, so we saw flashes of that last year, and I know the injuries hampered him at the end. I know that's something that's been a little bit of a bugaboo for him in his past, but we feel really good about where he is. I just talked to his agent yesterday. He's having a really good offseason, and, you know, we're in a good situation with him on our roster. And, you know, if the time comes for, you know, if we just get overwhelmed, and you get overwhelmed and you make a move and you keep going. But, you know, we feel really good, and we're really excited to have him as part of the team still.
Josh, thanks so much for your time. Have a happy Thanksgiving. We'll look forward to talking next time.
Awesome. Thanks for having me, guys.
Josh Barfield, White Sox assistant general manager, talking about a variety of things. I wonder what your reaction is. 312-644-6767. We'll talk about it when we come back. It's Inside the Clubhouse, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
We're back with more Inside the Clubhouse with Bruce Levine and David Haw.
Talking baseball now, but tonight they'll be talking Bulls because it's the Ring of Honor night at the United Center. Bulls and Wizards pregame coverage right here. 6:45 tip-off at 7 on the score. And the Fitzgerald Equipment Bulls Radio Network powered by Heli Forklifts. And don't forget to tune in live for coverage of the Ring of Honor ceremony during halftime of tonight's game. David Haw, Bruce Levine. It's Inside the Clubhouse, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 the score. Bruce, you saw the big news this week. Big news over in Italy.
I did.
Yes. So
more Chicagoans visiting the Pope.
I mean, Chuck Swirsky started a trend. Once the Swirsk gave Pope Leo a number 14 Bulls jersey, in the past week, Governor Pritzker visited and had an audience with the Pope, and Justin Ishbia, the steward of the Chicago White Sox.
Minority owner.
I think he would prefer to be called steward. I think that's what we got out of the story. So the co-owner, is it co-owner or
no,
minority?
No.
Okay. I think
we'll get into that.
All right, we'll get into that. And I think we'll get into some of your phone calls as well. 312-644-6767. It's a beautiful fall morning here in the city of Chicago. We know it's football season. We know the Bears play the Steelers tomorrow on the lakefront. We're talking baseball for the next hour. Keep it right here inside the clubhouse. Chicago Sports Radio, 670 the score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.